Coming up on Bear Podcast, race vacation, the delay of Batman vs. Superman, digitally removed condoms, Google Glass, and an alien base on the moon. Stay tuned. Bear Podcast, 502.
Hey, all you bears!
He's texting the buff and the big hairy man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, not taking you get something to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do a podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute, white.
That's two glasses of wine.
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. You really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Narn.
And I am Ray, and this is episode 502.
502, week of January 20th. Well, today is 21st.
Yeah, it's the week of the 20th.
Yeah, so. 21st, yeah. It's a Tuesday right now. We always get it mixed up because we usually record on a Monday.
Monday, yeah.
And then now we're doing it. Today we did it on a Tuesday because you need to rest. Where did you come from, Ray?
I've been on vacation. Yay!
Yay, vacation!
Yay, vacation. So, but that was pretty good. So, but we'll talk about that a little later on.
Okay, good.
So there's a party, I understand.
Yes, there's a party coming up soon. It's on January 31st. It's going to be at Dave's house. It's actually the Bear Podcast 500th episode celebration. So, thanks, Dave, for hosting your party. I'll be cooking something up. He'll be cooking something. So, we have a couple of people coming. So, that'd be great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And if you're in town and want to come, message us through Show Up Bear Podcast and we'll get you invited.
Yep. I'll give you the directions and everything. So that's right. Exciting. So that's pretty much the announcement. So let us know. Let me know. Let us know. Facebook or Twitter, whatever.
Or you can call us at 206-222-2327 and leave us a voicemail and we'll call you back.
That's right. Okay. That'd be great. Okay. So how about some weekend update, Ray? Yours is a lot more exciting, I guess.
Oh, you guess? Okay. All right. I went on vacation last week, so Dave filled in for me. Thank you, Dave, for filling in. But I needed a break. Mm-hmm. I hadn't really had a vacation at all last year. Most of my vacation time was eaten up by kidney stones.
That's right.
And moving while having kidney stones.
Yeah, huh?
And then a few days that my mom was here, I kind of eat up my vacation time. So I worked some stuff around and took a week off last week from work. And I went to California. So I was in a place called, actually I was at some friends of Robbie's there. They called their place Woods Walk. And it's up in Kennedy Meadows, California. And I just want to tell you a little bit about Kennedy Meadows because I was telling Nard about it at dinner. And he just I don't think he could handle it being there.
No.
The 2010 United States Census reported that Kennedy Meadows has a population of 28.
28 people?
There's about 60 full-time residents now in 2014, so that's the difference right now. Kennedy Meadows is a major stopping and resupply point for the northbound thru-hikers attempting the Pacific Crest Trail. It marks the southern end of the Sierra Nevada and the entry point into the South Sierra Wilderness. In recent years, with the rise of popularity of the Pacific Crest Trail, residents have developed a core cyber cafe, a store, a cyber cafe, and an operation that holds large quantities of resupply boxes forwarded by northbound hikers. So we were there for the week, and there's pictures of us running around and stuff in the nature. It was gorgeous up there. I think the temperature during the day was like 50. I think the highest it got was like almost 60, but because there's no humidity, it is freaking dry. I mean, it's like you at night when you put on your pajamas and stuff, you can see the static electricity pop. That's how dry it is.
Oh, wow.
What was I gonna say? Oh, I think the highest it got up there was 60, but if you were in the sun, it felt like the 70s. A lot of part of the week I could run around in shorts and sometimes walk around in just shorts and t-shirt, depending on where we were hiking and stuff. Earlier in the week, it was a little bit chillier. And we were hiking in some places that was more forested, so you had to wear a sweater or jacket, or if the wind was blowing, you're freezing your ass off because it was just cold. So
that's pretty exciting.
But it's very nice, and we got some pictures flashing through. And I think Maynard might pop up the one, but he asked me at dinner, said, "Did you see any wild animals?" And I said, "Besides Robbie, I mean, you know." But no, we actually did not see any wild animals. But there's a picture of a bear paw in the snow.
So weren't you afraid that at some point maybe he would catch up on you or something?
Track was like probably a week or so old.
But it's on ice. It's on snow.
It's on snow, but I mean, it hadn't snowed since November, so
okay. That's
just in the where the sun don't shine, where the sun doesn't hit the ground. Mm-hmm. The snow stays until it starts to warm up in the spring. Oh, okay. So the paw had been there a while, but it was pretty interesting. But it's a great place. If any of y'all want to go vacation, they have rental properties and stuff there. So go check out Kennedy Meadows, California.
But it's in the middle of nowhere. There's no internet.
Well, there's internet. You just got to have better Wi-Fi than what our host had. I think they're having Wi-Fi problems with their router. So
still, it's DSL. So.
But there is no phone. There's no power except for solar. You either have a generator or solar power. Heat was by firewood.
Oh.
And cooking was on gas, propane. So
okay.
But we didn't have a problem. I mean, it goes to show that you can sustain yourself on solar power. And they got it set up, the way their house is set up, the sun hits it in the morning and starts warming it up. So by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's over 70 degrees in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 5:30, they start a fire and it keeps the house warm until they go to bed. And when they get up in the morning, they start a fire and it warms the house up until the sun comes up and starts hitting the windows and stuff again and warming it up. So it's a great plan. I mean, that he said they don't even use the gas heat.
Mm-hmm.
He said they cut it on once when it got real cold. He said it got down to about 15 one night. Or a couple nights, and that's they had really to cut cold. It on because it was just too cold.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the fireplace going, the rest of the house got cold. So, but while we were there, I mean, the temperatures got low 20s one night, mm-hmm. and then the rest of the time, I think it was 30s at night. So,
did you try taking off all your clothes and walking in the woods?
No.
Why not?
It's too cold.
Oh, it's too cold?
Yeah.
Wear socks.
And then in the whatever. and during the day, I'd have blinded somebody.
You blinded somebody?
Yeah, as white, pasty white as I am. Look at some of the pictures that you put up there, how pasty white I am. So,
okay.
But it was a great time. It was a great trip, and I highly encourage people to go hike through the wilderness when you can. So,
yeah, that'd be exciting.
Yeah, and we also celebrated Robbie's 45th anniversary. 45th birthday.
Oh, okay.
And our one-year anniversary.
It's been a year.
It's been a year. So.
Congratulations. Wow.
Yeah. So.
And happy birthday, Robbie.
Yes, happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for you.
Hopefully he won't see this until after his surprise birthday party on Friday night.
Yeah,
that probably. He doesn't know about. That I got grief because I didn't give him a birthday present on his birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I told him, I said, well, I was going to do something when we got back. Well, that's not enough. You should have bought me a birthday. I was like, look, dude, you don't know. I got a surprise party set up. I got to buy a cake. Got to buy food and stuff. So that's what you're getting for your birthday. So.
I had the same thing with Mike on his last birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So. Okay. So speaking of Mike, I was in New Orleans last weekend, and hung out there, drove there. It was just a relaxing weekend. It's just really a staycation for us.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything much, but we just watched movies like Her. With starring Joaquin Phoenix.
What is that about? I've seen it. Some of the basic previews of it, but I don't understand.
It's about him talking to an AI on the phone, or pretty much the wireless thing. And it's got some synthetic emotions, something like that. You get to talk to him, it develops and everything. And he fell in love with an operating system because it's really good.
So it wasn't Windows-based?
It was not Windows-based. Okay. I'll tell you, it's not Windows-based.
Okay.
Not even Android. Probably it's Linux. So anyway, it was good. It was a good movie. And I could imagine how they filmed it. Because the way he talks, he's conversing. And if you would film that, he's just talking to himself practically.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like Gravity. It's like Sandra Bullock sits there and just talks to herself the whole movie.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But then the acting and everything is really good. I mean, Joaquin Phoenix is a good actor.
Mm-hmm.
And and the screenplay, I think it won. I think it won an awesome award. So I can't remember, but from the Golden Globes. But
okay.
It was really good. I enjoyed it. It's kind of freaking me out. Because okay, not to spoil a lot of things. Well, not spoiling, but let's just say I could imagine that the operating system died or it went away. Because it got bought by Google. So, yeah, so Google came into play. No, it didn't really. So, I don't know. It's a feel-good movie. Well, not sure a feel-good movie, but it's okay. It's fun, but I suggest just watch it. if you when you can in the theaters, or it is nominated, so in a lot of categories. So that's good. So yeah, I don't know if you are you into that. You want to watch the stuff that are coming out in the Oscars? Is that what you want to do, Ray?
Well, I want to try to catch some of them. I mean, like, I hadn't seen American Hustle.
Seen that?
Mm-hmm. In 12 Years a Slave nominated. I hadn't seen that. There's a bunch of the Oscar stuff I hadn't seen. Mm-hmm. Her was in there, too. I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, they haven't, no.
So I noticed Thor didn't make it.
So you're saying you would watch it in the theaters before the awards?
Yeah. Robbie actually went and saw American Hustle the other day, and he said it was really good.
It's really good. So. It's one of those things that Christian Bale was really good at.
Well, see, everybody that reviewed it that I saw, that they hated Christian Bale in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's supposed to be a douchebag in that show, so I guess people would really hate him.
Which might reflect his real life.
That's right.
Because of some of the articles you read. So, mm-hmm.
So anyway, I watched her in New Orleans, and Mike and I enjoyed that. We went to, we ate at Port of Call. They have the best burgers in town. One of the best burgers I've ever eaten. And, you had this big burger, and you get this very loaded baked potato with it. It's really awesome. And then there's this Japanese restaurant we checked out called Yuki. At first, I thought it was Yucky. So,
Yuki.
Yeah.
I know a guy that watches a show named Yuki from Japan.
Oh, really?
I think he's supposed to be coming here this year as a grad student.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Okay. So that's pretty much last weekend. And something we missed.
Lube wrestling
last Saturday. And, it was at the Eagle, and the Houston Bears had it in the Eagle. So you'll probably see some pictures.
Yeah, flyers there.
Not this one. Oh, nice package here, right?
That's just, it's just where my coat's tied around me.
Oh, it's just your clothes?
Yeah.
It's a roll of quarters, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, see, there's a...
There's Dave and Gene.
And Gene just rolling over the lube.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Let's call Dave. What do you think it's calling
Dave?
All
right, let's try to call Dave.
Let's call Dave. Okay.
Hey, it's Dave.
Hey, Dave. It's me and
Dave,
Ray.
Meter.
Hey. Ray's here, too.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Ray. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I'm on the podcast right now.
Yeah, you're live. You're recording live right now.
Oh, hello, everybody.
Okay. So we want to ask you, because Ray and I were out of town last weekend, and we missed the lube wrestling last Saturday at the Eagle. So tell us what happened.
Oh, it was really fun. It was our first event. We're doing a new thing. So instead of just having one weekend a month at the Eagle where we do a bear bus, we're doing another weekend, the third weekend of each month, I believe, called Bear Games. And the first Bear Games was lube wrestling at the Eagle. So we set up a... kind of a, it's one of those big kiddie mm-hmm. pools.
Uh-huh.
And got a big bucket of lube. is it all slippery in there?
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm surprised someone didn't get hurt falling down.
I know. It looks scary. It looks dangerous.
What's that?
It looks dangerous, just, people sliding around.
It was dangerous when you get it all over your body. I think mm-hmm. I still have some in my ears.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's hard to get off. It gets in every
turn. That's what he said.
Mark Hardy, he has a new look going with his new hair, I think.
Oh, really?
He likes it. So,
he's got his picture. We've got some lube wrestling pictures here on the show right now. So we're flashing it.
Oh, okay, yeah. So you probably see me in those pictures.
Oh, yeah, there's some pictures of you.
We had eight wrestlers total. So what happened was the first two went, and they had fun as Romeo and Byron.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next two went, which is Colton, who's a new member of the club, and Colton wrestled.
You wrestled with Gene.
Oh, Chris Hoy. And then then you have Mark Hardy, who's probably pushing 300 pounds or so. Wrestled Jared Boudreaux, who is probably, I don't know, maybe 100 pounds.
Yeah, he's probably 100 pounds more.
And it was really funny to watch those two. Mm-hmm. And Jared's pretty good. And then I was supposed to wrestle Paul McWilliams, and he backed out. He's scared, I guess. So.
He got scared.
He couldn't handle your wrestling abilities.
Mm-hmm. For me.
Yeah, he heard that you used to wrestle in high school.
What's that?
Said he heard that you used to wrestle in high school, so he got scared.
That's it. He heard I was a pretty good wrestler back in the day. And I did come looking serious in my singlet. So so I called Dean out, their president. And Dean was all too willing to jump in the ring with me. And we had a good time, and we wrestled around. And now Gene is pretty much in, I don't know, he's hurt. Gene has a bad back and a bad shoulder and decided to get in the ring anyway. And, last I heard, he was on Vicodin.
Oh, did you guys do this?
Bad for him.
Yeah, did you guys do this before alcohol or after alcohol?
I think it was flowing before, during, and after.
Okay.
Wow. So,
that's probably the smart thing, anyway. we didn't go all out. It didn't go crazy, but it was really fun. I mean, it's hard to get hurt because it's so slippery.
Yeah.
But
pretty scary,
yeah,
though.
It was really fun. We had Luke shots. We had for an extra dollar. This was a charity event. For an extra dollar, people could buy Luke and put it on their favorite wrestlers. And I don't know. Someone like pulled my singlet back while I was wrestling and poured Luke down the my ass crack, so that was fun.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that pictures of that. Lube on your ass crack?
Lube hadn't been there before.
I don't know who he was. He's friends with Brent. But he was, he grabbed, Colton's junk. It was very odd.
Was there a lot of junk holding? Was that part of it, really? Was a lot of junk holding?
Was there any...
I probably might have gone there.
Okay.
But I didn't see too much of the underhanded stuff. But yeah, you know, I fight dirty, so
yeah. Was there any accidental slippage?
Slippage, yes.
Like what?
Yeah, anything goes as long as the ref doesn't see, and I didn't see any refs.
Okay.
I figured I'd get away with whatever.
Okay. You think?
So somebody just slipped it in. There was so much lube.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This would be easy.
Yeah, I'm from Jersey. We fight dirty. So.
Yeah, that's what we see with your governor.
Mm-hmm.
Say again?
I said, yeah, we learned that from your governor.
Yeah, hell yeah, right? Exactly. Other governor, did you hear about him today? He got indicted from Virginia.
So oh, the other governor. There.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, you gotta love these politicians.
Yep.
Anyway, it was really fun. I think we'll probably do it again. And now that there's a little bit of buzz about it, maybe the crowd, we had a big crowd. It was just, they didn't seem to know what to do. They seemed a little shocked by it all.
Really? But, people are shocked by lube wrestling?
When me and Jim got up there, there was a lot of yelling and screaming and stuff, and it was fun.
Yeah. So. Lube wrestling in at the Eagle. That's awesome. Well, Dave, so... I just wanted to get some update from you on what happened that last weekend since we missed it. Maybe we'll be there next time.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm glad. I don't know if you got picked. Feel free to post any of me.
Okay.
I think I'm mostly clothed in all of them. So.
Okay. All right. So all right. Say hi to Jason. Okay. All right.
Bye. All right. Bye, Dave.
Bye.
Bye.
3, 2, 1, go.
Anyway, on to entertainment. I got two articles here. I don't know if you've been watching the new sci-fi show Bitten.
No, I haven't.
There's a new sci-fi, and I think I talked about it before I went on vacation. So I got to watch the first two episodes of the sci-fi show Bitten. The new series Bitten is based on one of the first of best-selling author Kelly Armstrong's Women of Other World novels. It tells the story of a lone female werewolf, Elena Michaels, who's Laura Vandervoort, who y'all might know from Supergirl. She played Supergirl in Smallville. Yeah, the blonde chick.
Yeah, the blonde.
She's a woman desperate to escape a world she never wanted to be a part of. The betrayal of having been turned sent her running to try to lead a normal life away from her Pack family until she's pressured to return to help the Pack track down a killer that threatens to expose the secrets and the existence of werewolves. So I watched the first two episodes. They were pretty good. It was a little slow. That's the only thing about it. It's kind of slow. But it's got a really good-looking cast. She's pretty for a woman. No. I could probably do her. Mm-hmm.
if you were straight.
The whole thing in the storyline is they're not that many, which a lot of stories I've noticed now started picking up that women don't get turned into werewolves because they can't – they die in the changing process. Their bodies can't handle it. So that's why it's more men werewolves.
What? That's sexist.
Well, it might be sexist, but year or so, all the werewolf stories I've done have kind of left women out because – some of them can't make the change. And if there is a female werewolf, it's very rare.
Must be a bodybuilder.
So she was one of them. But the cast consists of some woofy boys, Grayson Holt, Steve Lund, and Michael Xavier, to name a few of the hotties on the show. And guess what? Most of them even have chest hair.
So they are showing chest hair.
They are showing chest hair. Because, you know, like Teen Wolf, they're all smooth. There's no hair until they woof
really?
Out. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
lame.
The Grayson Holt guy, he has a nice, pretty decent, lightly hairy chest and real muscular stuff. And does plenty of shots with his shirt off running around.
That's good to know.
It's very, I think it's filmed in Canada and they're going to show it in Canada. And because the way it's filmed, it's stuff all of a sudden, it was like a rough cut or something. Mm-hmm. But I think that's because they show naked butt and other things that they can get away with on Canadian TV and other countries that they can on the U.S. So it got edited. To cut that out, but you can kind of tell what happens because you get ready to see something, all of a sudden it changes.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, that's the only thing I hate about it. So
werewolves.
So it's a good, it's the werewolf story from the woman's point of view. So if y'all like women and werewolves, there you go. The next big article that came up today is the big Batman versus Superman gets delayed till 2016. It was supposed to be coming out 2015. Well, I'm glad you asked. It's not good news for Batman / Superman movie fans. The Man of Steel sequel is being pushed back from its July 17, 2015 release date to summer of 2016.
I wonder why.
That's an entire 10 months you'll have to wait to see Batman and the Son of Krypton on screen together for the first time, allegedly with Wonder Woman. CNN reports Batman Superman movie is pushed back in order to provide filmmakers time to realize fully their vision, given the complex visual nature of the story, which hints at troubles behind the scenes of the new film. So,
mm-hmm.
Forbes reports created differences over the nature of the movie are a reason for the push. Is it a Man of Steel sequel or a setup for a Justice League film?
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
That'd be exciting.
Joining Henry Cavill as Superman will be Ben Affleck as the new Caped Crusader. Man of Steel director Zack Snyder is back working on the film with screenwriter David S. Goyer, who wrote the Dark Knight trilogy. The DC superheroes will now go on head-to-head with an untitled Marvel movie expected to open the same weekend, May 6th of 2016, while our Peter Pan film will take the coveted July release date next year in its place. So instead of it, Batman and Superman coming out, Peter Pan's coming out.
Oh, my God. So it's instead of a guy in tights, it would be another guy in tights. Okay. Flying around.
So the pushback date release of the Batman Superman path leaves the Avengers sequel as the most anticipated superhero movie of 2015. So we got the Avengers coming out in 2015.
Okay.
Is it the best decision? Definitely not. So the whole thing goes down and break down. All these people are vying for these summer blockbusters, and now that this has got pushed back, that throws the mix up to what they're going to put out when in 2016, since they've already got 2015 pretty much planned out.
Yeah.
So
that's exciting. I mean, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be, although it's going to take 2015, 2016. So you mentioned Peter Pan. Oh my God. I mean, did they say anything about Peter Pan? Who started
No.
Warner Brothers
is supposed to be the big summer showdown between Disney and Marvel, which Disney owns Marvel, so I don't know what there's a showdown between, because either way, Disney's making money. With Warner Brothers releasing a Peter Pan film in its place, it leaves a clear path for Disney to conquer the box office next year.
Okay.
Because I don't think Peter Pan's going to be as strong as
I don't think so.
Marvel and the rest of them. So.
It's practically, instead of red and blue tights, it's green tights. Because Peter Pan is kind of I don't know. I haven't seen a prequel.
Well, it'd be interesting to see how they do the spin on the Peter Pan. Is that going to be a more adult Peter Pan? Or
is it going to be Robin Williams again?
I don't know. Or is it going to be a kid version? Or what's it going to be? So, is it going to be a dark version of the Peter Pan?
Oh, that's right. But then you have to have happy thoughts to fly. It's a dark version. Maybe it's a different kind of happy thought. Or maybe it's not happy thoughts.
That's right.
Maybe it's a dark one that he has to think evil instead so he could
fly. So in other words, the Lost Boys are coming back to screen next year.
Okay. All right. Okay, we're cutting. What do you see?
It's like, look how fat I am on those pictures. It's like I could lose some weight.
You're not fat. You're just big boned.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. Okay. I'll take the geek because I got this. And I think it's a good idea, but I don't know how people would feel about it.
What? You mean the gay?
The gay. Okay. Yeah,
you said the geek.
Oh, sorry, did I say the geek? Yes, oh, the gay. Okay, see, I'll take the gay. He's losing his mind. Okay, so the gay article is, gay porn studio digitally removed condoms from movie to simulate bareback sex. This is interesting because, you know, you were a kind of a former porn thingy, right? Yeah. Porn filmmaker. Ray was a porn filmmaker before. Okay.
Filmed. I did not participate.
Yeah, just film. Falcon Studios, who's maintained its commitment to filming condom-only porn movies, has stepped into controversial territory by announcing a safe condom-less porn film. So, in California, Dreamin' One, it's the name of the movie, already available for purchase, Falcon Studios has found a loophole in its condom-only credo. Digitally remove the condoms from the scenes.
Now, I wonder if they can do this because the software has gotten to the point that they can say, hey, we want this removed, and the software finds it and removes it out of every frame and fixes it. Yeah,
that's what's going to happen. It's amazing.
Because if you got to go frame by frame to remove that digitally, that could take forever.
Well, with the powerful machines right now, you can. So while younger porn studios like Sean Cody and Bill Amy continue to produce bareback content. Yeah, there are some filmmakers that do that. So Falcon / Raging Stallion, along with older studios like Cult and Titan, have reiterated their position to only film safe sex scenes. So this is from Gaystar News. It's interesting that they are doing this. Okay, my question is it a good idea? As a former porn filmmaker.
I don't know. I mean, the whole thing, honestly, I don't think most people care. I think more people that do watchdog stuff care about it because they're like, you're practicing enough safe sex. You're putting it out there. People see porn. They think they can have unsafe sex.
Yeah.
But my thought is if people have unsafe sex, they're going to have unsafe sex, period. I don't think that's a choice that a personal choice that someone makes. And I don't think, you know, just because they put a man with a cape and he can fly off a building doesn't mean I'm going to go try it. So,
okay. The way I look at it, because, okay, fine, some people do like bareback sex.
Yes.
They watch it. But then it's a fantasy. But these filmmakers are actually having them doing safe sex. And if they can digitally remove it, that's a great idea for people who have fantasies of bareback sex. At the same time, you know, they should be publicizing, or it should be, hey, this is really a digitally altered film that they really are using condoms, but
hopefully it doesn't look like Japanese and Chinese gay porn films where it's kind of blurry.
Yeah, what would you rather have, a blurry, pixelated crotch, or would you rather have a digitally removed condom from your porn? So, yeah. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea as long as they make it known that, hey, this was filmed with condoms on, but we are digitally removing it. If they have the technology, fine. And it's safe for the people. They have a disclaimer that it's a they should have a disclaimer that, hey, they are really using condoms. They've just digitally removed it. At the same time, it feeds people's fantasies who watch this, who like bareback sex.
Yeah. Now, let's bring this back up when we get to the geek.
Oh, okay.
So, well, not the geek, but the digital, the, where's the digital printer?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Is that in the geek?
Not yet, but I'll read
it. Okay, okay, all right. We'll get two articles for Geek this week, and I'll take the first one.
Okay.
So all you Google Glass owners, you better watch out. Google Glass at the movies gets man interrogated. There are enemies of the state, and then there are enemies of Jack Ryan. A Google Glass wearer has told an extraordinary story of going out to his local movie theater in Ohio. In Ohio?
Mm.
And allegedly being accosted by the FBI for wearing his Google device. An impassioned and slightly shiver making email to the gadgeteer, the man who only gave his initials as TU, said that he went to the AMC Theater in Easton Mall in Columbus in order to see the new Jack Ryan movie, Shadow Recruit. He was, he said, wearing Google Glass. His wife accompanied him, his wife accompanied him glassless. What allegedly transpired was macabre. He wrote that it was not the first time he'd worn glasses to the theater. However, an hour into the movie, a guy comes near my seat, shoves a badge that had some sort of shield on it, yanks the Google Glass off my face, and says, "Follow me outside immediately." Mm-hmm. Outside, he said, was a group of policemen. TU says that the man who dragged him out explained that he was from the federal service. What was the glassware's alleged crime? He was, he said, being accused of recording the movie on his device. He wrote, "I try to explain that he is holding a rather expensive hardware that cost me $1,500 for Google Glass and over $600 for the prescription glasses. The response was that I was searched and more stuff was taken away from me, specifically my personal phone, my work phone, both of which were turned off, and my wallet." TU insisted that he wasn't recording anything. The glass was cut off. He wasn't believed. "I kept telling them that I wasn't recording anything, my glasses off, and they insisted they saw it on. I told them there would be a light coming out of the little screen if the glass was on, and I could show them that, but they insisted that I cannot touch my glass for the fear I will erase the evidence against me that was on the glass." TU said that he was happy for his Google Glass to be hooked up to a laptop to prove that there was nothing recorded on it. He wrote, The FBI guy finally connected my glass to the computer, downloaded all my personal photos, and started going through them one by one. Although they are all dated, and it was obvious there was nothing on my glass, it was from the time period they accused me of recording. Then they went through my phone, and 5 minutes later, they concluded I had done nothing wrong."
Yeah. Can he sue?
I don't know. I mean, that's one of those things. You know, we were talking about Google Glass through a couple episodes here now, and well, now people are actually getting them and starting to wear them. You go into a movie theater with them, This could happen to you. Because you could be recording that. Most people probably wouldn't pay attention to it.
And why would I want to record something like that?
Well, people bootleg movies.
Well, that's true, but not on a Google Glass because the technology is really young. Plus, it doesn't have that much capacity if you're going to film it. It's going to be horrible because your head would be bobbing or laughing and bobbing. You know, it's just absurd.
Yeah. What's really going to get people freaked out is when people buy them, they wear them in, and people are not paying attention at like an orgy or a sex party, And somebody's recording all that, and then it gets put online.
Yeah, or even streaming it, maybe.
That's right. You never know.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
All right, you got the second
We got the second geek here. Something intriguing. I know you guys will have some imagination running while I talk about this. So will Hershey make a 3D chocolate printer? So, imagine chocolate 3D printer. Okay. So imagine being able to press a button and create your own chocolate bar. Hershey might be taking steps to make this chocolate fantasy a reality, teaming up with a company that has a 3D chocolate printer. Yes, a printer that can print chocolate. Hershey's has teamed up with 3D Systems, a company that focuses on designing and manufacturing 3D printers for a joint development effort to create and explore opportunities for 3D printing. Whether it's creating a whole new form of candy or developing a new way to produce it, we embrace new technologies such as 3D printing. William Papa, Vice President and Chief Research and Development Officer at Hershey's company, said in a statement. So a 3D capable printer of printing chocolate objects called the ChefJet was introduced at the International CES Consumer Electronics Show this month in Vegas. So the Times Salvador Rodriguez reported, the printer starts at $5,000 and is expected to hit the market this year. All right, so Ray, so what do you think of chocolate 3D printers?
Well, I think a lot of people that run candy stores and stuff that mm-hmm. still have those that are doing good business or maybe do a lot of catering stuff,
mm-hmm.
they will buy them because then they can take it and do like, say, wedding. You get a couple, you get a 3D picture of the couple, you can print out a chocolate, whatever. I guess you could do different colored chocolate and actually have it colored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wedding cake toppers, table stuff, specific things for that stuff that they can make a killing off of.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, $5,000 is nothing for some people who are spending for the weddings. Or,
that's right. I mean,
or for a pastry company or a chocolate company or a fudge. Yeah.
But I mean, you know, people could do like Easter bunch. Specific type Easter bunnies and or do their kids' faces for their birthday parties or stuff like that or do some special occasions. Mm-hmm. Or take pictures of their penises and have them 3D printed.
Exactly. Are you guys thinking about this already? So,
now here's another thing, talking about the condoms.
Yeah.
What happens when you get a 3D printer and you can automatically print your condom up? You just get hard and stick it in and it goes and you got a condom.
But it's made of chocolate.
Well, no, we're not talking about chocolate.
Oh, you're talking about
3D printer.
3D printers. Well, with a 3D printer, if it's a normal one, because the normal ones, it creates it in plastic.
Yeah.
And, ooh, that's going to be painful, though. I guess if you take pictures of your dick and then put it on your Photoshop, because Photoshop can now handle 3D printers, Photoshop. And, yeah, it can probably create a dildo for you, yeah.
A dildo or a... get some condoms.
Yeah, for 3D printers.
Like a condom dispenser. You just walk up to it, hit the button, boom! Puts the condom on for you, ready to roll.
That's right. That's right. You can make custom condoms. You're right.
That's right.
I know some people who would need custom condoms because they're just way too big. Anyway, so going back to the kid stuff, because it is chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Not really kid stuff, because you can print.
But you can do personalized stuff like now you can get M&Ms printed with your initials or messages and stuff on them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you could do the same thing with chocolate, you know.
Yeah. But my God, really. What if it's your gift for Robbie on his birthday? You make a replica of your dick and chocolate. Here, eat it. Right?
That'd be a small box of candy there, wouldn't it?
Small box.
That's a small box of chocolates. As Mama used to say, when you had chocolate printer, you have a box of small chocolates.
You never know what size you're going to get. Okay. Let's go on with the bizarre.
Okay, bizarre. Bizarre alien base spotted on Google Earth image of surface of the moon. The strange object features 7 light dots, prompting one puzzled paranormal researcher to admit, I have no clue what it is.
Oh.
The strange object features 7 light dots, prompting the paranormal research to admit, I have no clue what it is. A bizarre alien base has been spotted on the surface of the moon.
It's the Cylons.
Maybe it's the Cylons. The strange craft-like shape with a row of 7 lights along the edge can be seen in a series of images on Google Earth. The celestial object was observed by a paranormal researcher known only as Wow For Real, who posted a video on YouTube. A message accompanying the footage entitled Alien Base on Moon Red, What Is That? No idea to title this one really, so it's the first thing that comes to mind. After going there on Google Moon and staring at this thing for quite a long time, I can say yes, it is really there. Not faked, and I have no clue what it is. I found nothing else like it in any other craters.
It could be mirrors?
Well, somebody said that at one point there were some... There's a mirror thing set up on the surface of the moon that they measure the distance from Earth to the moon because they're saying every year the moon moves farther away from the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and they had the mirror set up, but how big of a mirror do you need to do that with?
You just need probably a big enough mirror. You just need to bounce up. There's an episode of Big Bang Theory that featured that mirror, whatever that mirror is, but they're firing a laser
mm-hmm.
to the moon, and they just get some telemetry back because of that laser response, and then they can tell the distance stuff like that. They have a lot of statistics after that. Like I said, telemetry when using that in the story revolved around there in the Big Bang Theory episode. But yeah, it's they could just be mirrors. I don't know.
Could be alien spaceship.
It could be the Cylons.
Could be the Cylons.
Yeah. Interesting.
Or it could be V.
Could be V.
They're sitting and watching. Or it could be the Martians. They're waiting for their attack.
The Martians are in the moon.
Well, they made it to the moon. They're just sitting there checking us out, waiting.
It could be the Transformers. It could be the Decepticons.
It could be the Decepticons. There you go. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Scary. Or the Borg. Okay, so I guess that's our news stories. I hope you guys enjoyed it. These are good articles, right? So, okay, just a few shout-outs. Any shout-outs, right?
Shout-out to Robbie. Happy birthday and happy first year anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Shout-out to Bill and Jeff. Thank you for being such great hosts last week. Shout out to Dave for filling in for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks, Dave, for the for the quick update on from last weekend's Lube Wrestling. Okay, so yeah, that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com,
or you can give us a call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Call us, leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
Yes, and subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio, the Roku Player, and on Bear Radio Network. You can also go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear.
Hi.
We're just driving home. I guess you didn't get my message.
Oh, no, I didn't, I guess. You want me to call you back when you get home?
You're the one editing it.
I know.
Lube Wrestling was our topic.
This is what I do when I watch Downton Abbey.
Jazz hands.
Nice.
I enjoyed Trek into the Woods last week much better than this.